As Jack stood up to go, he almost fell over. The room was spinning. He closed his eyes, but that only made it worse. After the others had filed out the door, Jack sat back down on his chair. "I'll just stay here for a second," he thought, his heart pounding.
"You okay?" said Annie, coming back into the hut.
"I'm dizzy," said Jack, trying to catch his breath. "I think I've got altitude sickness."
"I don't feel so great either," said Annie. "Try taking off your mask and goggles so you can breathe better."
She helped Jack lift off his mask and goggles.
"Does that help?"
"Yeah, a little."
Jack took a deep breath.
"But we need lots of help."
"What do you mean?"
said Annie.
"Help getting over altitude sickness," said Jack. "Help driving snowmobiles. Help dodging lava bombs. Help finding an ancient crown."
"And what is that, anyway,
an ancient crown?"
Nancy poked her head back into the hut.
"What's up, guys? You coming?"
"Yikes," said Annie.
Jack quickly tried to put his goggles and mask back on, but it was too late.
"What? What are you? Who are you?"
Nancy sputtered.
"You're not a journalist, you're a kid."
"Don't worry," said Annie in a deep voice. "He's my son."
"What?"
said Nancy.
"He is," said Annie. "I often take him on my assignments."
"You what?"
said Nancy.
"Annie, give it up," said Jack. "We're caught."
"Oh, okay," said Annie.
She pushed up her goggles and pulled down her mask.
"I'm Annie, and he's Jack. We're sister and brother."
"I'm going to have a heart attack," said Nancy. "What are you kids doing here?"
"We were looking for..."
Annie stopped.
Jack
knew even Annie couldn't explain their mission to save Merlin to Nancy.
"This is unbelievable," said Nancy. "I've got to get you two back to the station. Your parents must be frantic. I can't believe this."
No, it's our fault. No one will blame you," said Jack.
But Nancy was pulling out a small radio.
"Come in, Pete, come in."
The radio crackled and popped. Then Pete's voice came through.
"Hear you, Nancy," he said.
"Pete, you need to get the chopper back here quick and pick up two of my group. They're just little kids."
"Not so little," thought Jack.
"Repeat that, Nancy," said Pete.
"Two little kids came with a group," Nancy shouted. "I didn't know they were kids. Oh, it's too hard to explain. Can you come back right away, please?"
"Sure thing," said Pete. "You head up with the others. I'll pick up the kids."
"Thanks. They'll be here at the hut waiting for you to take them back," said Nancy.
"Over and out."